find ourselves in a very interesting part of the Torah, and I'd like to spend a little time talking about the Parsha as a whole, and specifically the very beginning of the Parsha. We have been reading for the last many weeks the exciting journey of Bnei Yisrael, the ups and the downs, the roller coaster of enslavement in Mitzrayim. We knew the end of the story, but still we wanted to learn about and read about and remind ourselves and delve deeper into the Makot and into the mitzvah of Korban Pesach and Yitziat Mitzrayim and Kriyat Yamsuf and the Shira. We saw the culmination of Yitziat Mitzrayim with Matan Torah, Har Sinai, Mamad Har Sinai. And then the Torah comes from that perspective to a screeching halt. Those of you who have been learning Shnai Mikra, we all have to start a little early this week. Mishpatim is a really, every letter is of importance, but in terms of the number of Rashis, the challenging Rashis, this is a tough Parsha to learn, and we need some extra time to learn it. But from a thematic standpoint, it seems to come to a screeching halt. And I don't want to use the word, boring or mundane, but it certainly seems to be that way. From Mitzrayim to Yitziat Mitzrayim to Kriyat Yamsuf to Matan Torah to screeching halt of Mishpatim. And so I want to ask the question, why? And we're going to go a little bit deeply into something which I think you know already. A little bit more deeply. We know, first of all, that our Parsha really began at the end of last week's Parsha. Really begins at the end of last week's Parsha. We have Yitziat Mitzrayim. We have Kriyat Yamsuf. We have the Shira. We have Matan Torah. And at the end of last week's Parsha, at the top of your page, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. It says Parshat Truma. That's a mistake. It should say Parshat Yitro, no? Yes, it should say Parshat Yitro. I don't know why it says Parshat Truma there. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Kotomar El Bnei Yisrael, Atem Re'item Kimin Hashemayim Dibarti Imachem, Lo Ta'asu Niti, Elohei Chesef, Elohei Zahav, Lo Ta'asu Lachem, Mizbach Adama Ta'ase Li, Vezavachta Alav Et Olotecha Ve'et Shlamecha, Et Tzoncha Ve'et Bekarcha, Et Bekarecha B'chol HaMakom Asher Azkir Et Shemi Avo Elecha Uverachticha, Ve'im Mizbach Avanim Ta'ase Li, Lo Tivne Eten Gazit, Ki Charbecha Hinafta Aleha, Batechel Aleha, Once you're going to get the Torah, you have to know how to serve Hashem, you can't serve other gods, and you have to know how to build the Mizbeach and how not to build the Mizbeach. You should have sur sheets on your makom already, two sides, one sheet, two sides. You should have already. And then you have to know how to build the Mizbeach, and then the next pasuk. Ve'eleh ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem ki tikne eved ivri sheshanim yavor uvashvi yitzei lachofshi chinam im begapo yavo begapo yitzei. That's the pasuk that was quoted. There should be... Oh. Here, there. You have this one here? Oh. Shekoach.
Here.
Oh, here's another one. Anyone else need?
We want to.
Okay. Anyway, so we have Matan Torah, Mizbeach, and Mishpatim. And the question is, what's the connection? Why do we need... What is the connection between Mizbeach and Mishpatim, or Har Sinai Mizbeach Mishpatim? And Rashi, quoting the Medrash, says as follows. The next source down. Says Rashi, Kol Makom Shene'emar. There's an extra Aleph there. That's pointing to the Sitei Chachamim. Kol makom shene'emar eile pasal et harishonim. if it would have said it goes against to form a contradistinction to the previous parsha or psukim. But ve'ele mosif al harishanim vav ve'ele, not only A but also B. Ve'ele hamishpatim ve'ele mosif al harishanim ma harishanim misinai af elu misinai. I'm stopping in the middle of the Rashi, and we'll finish the end of the Rashi quoting a little bit later. Ve'ele hamishpatim, not only are these mishpatim, I'm sorry, not only was Aseret HaDibrot given on Har Sinai, so too were these mishpatim. What does that mean? And many mefarshim try to understand the Medrash, try to understand this Rashi, and I want to share with you that many, many mefarshim, from a variety of angles, answer in the same way. We're going to give a few examples of the same answer given in different ways. But as long as we're learning that, they quote a source that every one of us knows, but some of us don't know where it comes from. This source you could say in your sleep, this source you could say since you're in kindergarten, but the source of the source may be harder to identify. And we're going to learn together just briefly because it's so crucial to our parsha. And it says as follows, the Medrash, it's many Midrashim, I decided to quote the Yalkut Shimoni. You can see the 5th source. The Yalkut Shimoni quotes a pasuk, and I quoted that above, in the 4th source. It's the 3rd parak in all of Tanakh. And the Torah says as follows, it's related to the tragic incident of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expelling Adam and Chava from Gan Eden. Again, I have to imagine that all of you know the end of the Medrash, but let's learn the beginning of it. The Torah says as follows, Vayigaresh et ha'adam. Last pasuk in Perek Gimel of Breshit. Vayigaresh et ha'adam. Hashem drives out, expels the human, the man. Vayashkein mikedem legan eden et ha'kruvim. Hashem placed, right? Mishkan, Vayishkon, Vayashkein, and he caused to dwell, I guess, to stay. Mikeden leGan Eden, east of Gan Eden. What was there? What was east of Gan Eden? Et akruvim, the kruvim. Ve et lahat hacherev hamitapechet. Also the sword blade, the revolving, the overturning sword blade. Lishmor et derech eitz hachaim, to guard the derech eitz chaim. You have to know that there are midrashim upon midrashim upon mefarshim upon mefarshim upon kabbalah upon gemaras on this pasuk. It's such a hard pasuk right in the beginning of the Torah. We're not going to go through obviously the entire pasuk. We're not learning this right now, but that's a pasuk, and the Medrash quotes this pasuk. And the Medrash not only quotes it, but the Medrash is Doresh the Pasuk. It's a Medrash, that's why it's Doresh the Pasuk. The next source down, Yalkut Shimoni, it's mentioned in a few Midrashim. I decided to pick this one. Vayigaresh et ha'adam, piece by piece. Milameid shenatan lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu gerushin ki'isha. It was a grusha, it was a divorce. Sad, we have to deal with that. We're not going to do it now. Vayashkein mikedem legan eden et ha'kruvim. Melamed she'akruvim kodmin l'chol ma'aseh breshit. Kruvin were kodmin l'chol ma'aseh breshit. In a couple of weeks, yeah, we're going to learn a little bit more about the kruvin on top of the Aron Kodesh. And kodem l'chol ma'aseh breshit. Ve'et lahat hacherev, this revolving, overturning sword blade, zo gehenem, he created gehenem. At that moment, Lishmor et derech, zu derech ha'aretz. Milameid shederech eretz kadma le'etz hachayim. And that's the next part of the pasuk. Ve'ein etz el ha'torah shene'emar etz chayim hi. That's the source for derech eretz kadma la'torah. Derech eretz kadma la'torah. And that idea, which you've known since you're in kindergarten, and we're going to do it now on a higher level and hopefully a deeper level of different perspectives, that answer, that idea, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, is the answer that many Mefarshim give to explain the Rashi, to explain the Medrash. Ve'eile ha-mishpatim, just like Har Sinai, we got the Torah, we got the Aseret HaDibrot, all the lofty ideas, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, lo yihye lecha, kabed et avicha, zachor shamor, all the nice ideas. We also have mishpatim. What does that mean? We have a number of answers. A number of answers that all tie back to Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. I want to quote first the Reb Simcha Bunim of Pshischa, because a lot of his Talmidim are also going to be quoted today. All from the same genre. Reb Simcha Bunim died in 1827. He was one of the early Hasidim, and especially one of the leading Hasidic leaders in Poland. And Reb Simcha Bunim says the following. We said in the Medrash, we quoted the Rashi, Ve'eile ha-mishpatim, the Torah says, Ve'eile ha-mishpatim, asher tasim lifnehem. The Pashup Shad, of course, is that these are the laws, these are the civil laws between Bein Adam l'chaveiro. What happens if somebody gets hurt? What happens if somebody gets damaged? What happens if someone becomes a slave? What happens, how do I deal with my neighbor? How do I deal in property and property rights? That's asher tasim lifnehem. They have to be taught before Bnei Yisrael. But Rav Simcha Bunim understands this to mean in a drashic way, but so beautiful. We have Matan Torah. We have Aseret HaDibrot. We have Mizbeach. We have the Mishkan Beit HaMikdash. But Ve'eile HaMishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. But these mishpatim ben Adam l'chaveiro have to be placed even ahead of the Aseret HaDibrot, even ahead of all the lofty, beautiful, spiritual ideas, avodat Hashem. I guess we can include tefillah here, because tefillah is b'makom korbanot nowadays. That's great and beautiful, and ben Adam l'makom is beautiful, and ben Adam l'chaveiro, asher tasim lifnehem. Ve'ein leha mishpatim, Asher tasim lifnehem. That is the juxtaposition, and that is the way he understands the Rashi, which quotes the Medrash, Ve'ele is Mosif. They were given on Har Sinai, but they were given on Har Sinai lifnehem, so to speak. First, Ben Adam l'chaveiro. A similar answer is given by the Gera Rebbe. By the Gera Rebbe, who died in 1866. He was one of the Talmidim of Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa, and he was the Ger Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Meir of Gur, was the founder of the Ger Hasidic movement. And again, he tells us, Ve'eile ha-mishpatim. It is not so obvious to a Jew coming out of Egypt that you're not allowed to kill. Not so obvious. It's not so obvious that you can't worship Avodah Zarah. Not so obvious. It's not so obvious that a person should serve Hashem on a Mizbeach and can't cut the Mizbeach using an axe, metal, iron, because that iron is used to detract from life and the Mizbeach is intended to increase life. That's not so obvious. But it is kind of obvious, maybe I should take away the not to kill. Maybe that is easier for you and me to understand. But it is pretty obvious that I'm not allowed to harm you without having to suffer for it. I have to pay you. I can't harm you. I can't cause damage to you. And says the Gera Rebbe, Ve'eile ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem, says Rashi, according to the Gera Rebbe, that is also given at Har Sinai. The reason why I don't damage your property is not because I want to be a good citizen. It's true, I want to be. The reason why I don't kill and don't rob and don't mistreat other people is not because I want to be a good person or because I want to stay out of jail. The reason is, and I do want to be both of those, but the reason is because Ve'eile ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem, says the Ger Rebbe, because it's given at Har Sinai. It's not just the lofty ideas given at Har Sinai, but even the quote obvious ones are Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. It has to be understood even more that it comes straight from Har Sinai. It's easy to know that davening comes from Har Sinai. It's easy to know that Avodah Zarah you know, that I can't devote a zarah comes from Asina. But it's not so simple to understand that these come from Har Sinai. Maybe they come from society. Maybe they come from Western civilization. It's a very powerful Dvar Torah that deserves its own sheer klali. Because you and I are alive with Hashem's great blessings in the early, I should say the late 58th century. You and I are living in the late 58th century. Some people say the 21st century. Early 20, other counting. And in the late 58th century or the early 21st century, we live, all of us come from countries that understand you can't kill and you can't steal. And so the Torah is easy in those areas. We have to understand that the reason why we keep the Torah is not because it happens to be in the New York State or the state of California, you know, or in London or in Sydney, that they also recognize that you can't kill. So, oh, Baruch Hashem, you see that? Jew, non-Jew, we all. The reason is because the Torah told us. And there might be times, God forbid, when the law goes against what you and I believe to be true halachically. There are fights in Europe right now about whether Shechita should be legal or not. Whether Bris Milah should be legal or not. Now, this is not a discussion of Dina de Malchus Adina. Dina de Malchus Adina, though, applies to things that are not directly related to the Torah. Speeding, jaywalking, paying taxes. A great discussion. But if the Dina of the Malchuta is not to do Brit Milah, we don't stop doing Brit Milah, Chas V'Shalom. How can that be? How can... Our morals, our ethics, our values come from Har Sinai. If it happens to agree with our late 58th century civilization, then we are lucky. You don't have to worry. But ultimately, everything comes back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly, the ones that you and I would otherwise understand. That is answer number two. Again, really, we'd call it 1A and 1B, related to Derech Eretz Kedmah LaTorah. 1C. 1C is the Kutzker Rebbe, Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Kutzk. Believe it or not, a Talmud of Rabbi Simcha Bunim. Rabbi Simcha Bunim had many Talmidim, Baruch Hashem, one of the early Hasidim. I'm not a Hasid. I try to be a Hasid, but I'm not a Hasid culturally. But we all try to serve Hashem as best as we can. And Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Kutzk, otherwise known as the Kutzker Rebbe, who died in 1859, which is interesting, if you look at the name of the Sefer where I got this idea from, it's the Sefer is called Ish Becheder Sagur Libo Shavur Ubachutz Yeredet Afela. It's a collection of works that write about the Kutzker Rebbe. He lived in a room by himself for a long time. Rabbi DePel can tell us more about his life. He's a very eccentric personality, but he also had, and he had phenomenal insight and usually turned things on their heads. Listen to what, you can read, what Rav Nachum Mendel of Kutzk says about Derech Eretz Kedmah LaTorah. Derech Eretz Kedmah LaTorah, Derech Eretz Hi Hakdama LaTorah. It's a Hakdama. It's an introduction to the Torah. Derech Eretz Hakdama LaTorah. Umin HaHakdama Efshar lilmod al tivo shel sefer. If I want to learn what a sefer is like, so nowadays we look at the jacket cover. So maybe I'll translate hakdama as the jacket cover. But in the old days, there was no jacket cover. You know what I'm talking about? When you open the book and say, the other side is who the author is in the front. But pretend there, what would you do? Look at the introduction. And I can understand the nature of the sefer by reading the introduction. Lefi midat derech eretz sheba adam Nikar Mahem Pnei HaTorah Sheyesh Bo. You want to learn about Torah and you think you've got it from Aseret HaDibrot? No, says the Kutzker. Derech Eretz Hakdama, so to speak. Hakdama La Torah. Mishpatim. V'eile HaMishpatim. Derech Eretz is a Hakdama. You want to know the core, the essence of what the Torah is about? Learn Sefer Mishpat, Parsha Mishpatim. Learn all the Halachot of Beinam Lachavero. Because that will give you the essence of what Torah is. Ve'eile ha-mishpatim, that comes from Har Sinai. It teaches you about Har Sinai. It teaches you about everything, every mitzvah that was given in Har Sinai. Rav Hirsch, who was not a direct Talmud of the Rav Simcha Bunim, but lived around the same time. He died in 1888. This is a 19th century tour history. He lived in Germany. And he says the following. immediately preceding in the construction of the altar. The symbolic, wait, what is the altar? The symbolic expression of the fundamental principle was given, fundamental basic principle was given, namely, that our whole relationship to God is to be taken as one through which justice and humanness for building up human society and morality and decency for the work of each individual on himself are to be gained and formed on a firm, unshatterable basis. To that principle, the Vav, as the Mishpatim, the legal laws by which the building up of Jewish society on the basis of justice and humanness is first of all ordered. Rav Hirsch says similarly, Ve'eile ha-mishpatim. You want to know how to serve God? The Mizbeach. And in a minute, we're going to be learning how to build the Mishkan and how to serve God. But I need sandwiched between Aseret HaDibrot and Truma Tetzaveh, part of Kitisa, Vayakel Pekudei, sandwiched is Mishpatim. You want to learn what it means to be a Jew? You learn Derech Eretz. You learn Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. That's all the same idea looked at differently, that Mishpatim is, in addition to other parts in the Chumash, of course, is Derech Eretz, is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and it has to be learned in conjunction with, equal to, if not more important, than the Bein Adam L'Makom. But there is another angle here that has to be addressed, and that comes from the continuation of Rashi at the bottom of the page. It's the same Rashi that we quote at the top of the page. I just wanted to see this second angle. And that is, V'lama nismacha parshat dinin leparshat mizbeach. Right? We went from mizbeach, the end of last week's parsha, to dinim. Lomar lecha shetasim sanhedrin etzel hamikdash or hamizbeach. You should put a slash there or a bracket. It depends on the girsa that you have. Lomar lecha shetasim sanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach. There is a chamber on Harabait, just north of the Mizbeach. It is built partially. The room in English is called the Chamber of the Hewn Stone. That's a great expression. Lishkat HaGazit. Lishkat HaGazit in English is Lishkat HaGazit. The easier English is Chamber of the Hewn Stone. It is the only room on Harabait that had polished hewn stone. Part of the room was off of Harabait. Part of the room was on Harabait. But it was one room on both. You can see why there's two girsas. Eitzel HaMikdash or Eitzel HaMizbeach. It's just north of the Mizbeach. Sanhedrin sat there. The Sanhedrin sat there, and they dealt with Tumah V'Tahara, Mumim. But this was the Sanhedrin HaGedola, the main, we'll call in English, the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court sat right there. And so Rashi says that's why you have Mizbeach Sanhedrin, Mizbeach Dinim. And many Mefarshim talk about it's not just that court, but every single court in the land has to have in their mind, so to speak, that they're near the Mizbeach. Every dayan that judges is near the Mizbeach. What does that mean? Why? So I'll share with you, there's a set of Sfarim that are coming out now. So far they only have Breishit and Shmot, and hopefully the rest of the 3/5 of the Chumash will come out soon. It's written not by Rav Volbi, it's written by Rav Volbi's Talmidim. You're familiar with Rav Volbi from the Alei Shur, right? So this is a collection of Divrei Torah that his students collected and compiled, and he wrote. It's a whole collection, it's a great set of Sfarim so far. I only own two, but God willing the others will come out. Listen to what he says. HaSanhedrin Yeshu, top of the second page. HaSanhedrin Yeshvu Liyad HaMizbeach Mipnei SheBaTorah E Efshar LaHafrid Bein Avodah LeBein Adam LaChaveiro. in Judaism, there is no such thing as separation of church and state. Excuse the expression. There's no separation of mikdash and state. There is no separation. I understand. If I lived on July 3rd, 1776, I also would want to separate church and state, so to speak. So I don't want any one specific religion to guide my land. But I didn't live in July 3rd, 1776. I live in Israel. And in Israel, there is no separation between mikdash and state. The state is there to ensure the safety of every one of its citizens, and to ensure that each one flourishes. The pursuits of life, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of shleimut. What does it say? That's what it says, right? Yeah. The pursuit of shleimut. Happiness is overrated, but shleimut. Shleimut. And that's my job as a state. We have to protect you physically, spiritually. So you're going to separate avoda. No such thing. Listen to what he writes. Second line. Lihiyot. Oh, that's a hard word. What's that next word? What do you think that word says? Yafeh. It's not. Lihiyot frum. Avalakui. But deficient. Bemeiranam lachaveiro zehefech hatorah. There's no such thing. You can't be frum if you're not an expert in Ram Lachaver. Lakui means deficient. Ba'alei ha-musar omrim shir b'Yisrael salanter zichrona livracha zacha lihiyot niftar b'parshat mishpatim. His yard site apparently fell out. He died on parshat mishpatim. Mishum shemasar et nafsho kedei lahachzir et parshat mishpatim el mekoma. It's an expression. Mishpatim, that's not so important. I have to learn Truma Tzaveh. I have to learn Vayikra Tzav. Those are important parts of the Torah. Parts of Breishit. No one needs Mishpatim. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. He worked to bring back Mishpatim, so to speak, to its state. Kimat kol ikrei ha-yesodot shal ha-musar hem ledakdek b'choshen mishpat kimo shemedakdekim ba'orachayim. Almost all of Musar, the Ikarim of Musar, is to be medakdek in choshen mishpat. All the mishpatim. Levenu lachaveiro, like you're medakdek in orachayim. I wear the most mehudar tzitzis, and I get the most mehudar etzrog, and I have the most mehudar, mezuzah, tefillin. You see people putting on two pairs of tefillin, three pairs of tefillin, and I gotta wear this when I daven, and I got the most important thing in the world. But I can nudge you when I get to shul. I can talk about you behind your back. I can step on your toe, doesn't matter. Chas v'shalom. That's you got to be as medakdek in choshen mishpat as you are in Or HaChaim. The Mea Shiloach, Reb Mordechai Yosef Liner, is known as the Ishbitzer. The Ishbitzer died in 1854. He was the founder of Ishbitzer Radziner Hasidim, and he was, surprise, surprise, a Talmud of Rav Simcha Bunim. And he says something so similar and so beautiful. It's golden. Says the Mei HaShiloach, a sefer called Mei HaShiloach. Says the Mei HaShiloach, Rav Mordechai Yosef Liner, the following, the Ishbitzer. Ve'eile ha-mishpatim ve'lo ne'emar v'yidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor. You ever notice that? The Torah doesn't start with v'yidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor. The Pashup Shah is because Moshe is still talking. So I'm not going to start Shir Kali right now, right? Because I started already. That's the Pashup Shat. But when you're the Ishbitzer, this is the Pashup Shat. V'lo ne'emar kan v'yidaber Hashem el Moshe. Because what would happen? V'yidaber Hashem el Moshe, Moshe gets it, and then he conveys it. Ki be'inyan ha-mishpat ein hefresh ben gadol lekatan. K'mo ba'et she'amelech ba lirot v'lishpot et chayalav. Oh, az hakol omdim bashura. When a king comes to inspect the troops, everybody stands at attention. V'af harosh omeid betoch hashura. The soldier stands at attention, and the sergeant stands at attention, and the master sergeant stands at attention, and the lieutenant, and the captain, and the major, and the lieutenant colonel, and the colonel, v'chule, v'chule. Everybody stands at attention. The king is here. When it comes to mishpat, there is no vayda ber Hashem el Moshe. It's all you and me. There is no hierarchy when it comes to mishpat. $1 is like $1 million. Poor is like rich. Bill Gates is treated equally like a homeless person. A Jew is a Jew. A person is a person. Money is money. It's all equal. And that's the Torah teaches us that there is Torah, and Torah values each person. And Bein Adam L'Chaveiro has to be reminded, we have to remind ourselves that the avoda is not separate. And each person is equal in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like I can daven, I can daven next to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us, I can't say equally, because he's so great, but I can daven right next to him. I bring the same korban he brings, I say the same words he says, my mezuzah has the same words that are written in his words. Ever think of that? He doesn't have any single more chiyuvim than I do. He's a Levi, so maybe he does, but that's because he's a Levi. He has no other chiyuvim than any other Levi in the world. A 13-year-old Levi, and a 95-year-old Levi, and an Am Haaretz, and Lahavdil Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, same halachot. Hashem says there's no such thing as hierarchy in Bein Adam L'Makom, and you have to know that there's no hierarchy in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro either. And there's one more point that we have to make, one more question. We understand that Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, we understand that there is no such thing as separation between Mikdash and state, but one last idea, similar but one step deeper, that we have to ask. If we're going to stop and discuss Mishpatim, why would we learn the halachot? Why would we be introduced first and foremost to the halacha of a slave? Why an eved? And let's remember what kind of eved we're talking about. We're talking about a guy who couldn't hold down a job, and so he steals. And he's such a bad thief that he gets caught. And is bankrupt. He can't pay back. What's the halacha? If somebody steals, God forbid, $100, and he is overwhelmed with a sense of guilt, he says to the person he stole from, or Beit Din, I stole $100. How much does he have to pay the victim? $100. If I come forward and say, I stole $100, here's $100, please forgive me. You got to also ask for mechila. I forgive you. Done. What's the halacha if I get caught? I have to, yeah, say it. What? That's true. Kafel. You have to pay kafel. Kaful. If I get caught, I got to pay $200. So here's a guy who can't hold on a job. He's got to rob. He steals money and he gets caught. He didn't even admit it. He gets caught. Not only does he get caught, he's broke. So we're talking about a broke, bad thief. And that's who we're, our first halacha, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Says Rav Hirsch, it's the same Rav Hirsch, but later on. When the word of God, you know, when I quote a source that's not originally in Hebrew, I don't feel so bad reading in English. I was originally thinking of reading the German, but then this year would be a lot longer, you know, and you guys might understand, I would be lost. So the English is a little easier for me, even though his English is, you know. When the Word of God wants us, at least the way it's translated, when the Word of God wants us to realize what are the principles of rights and humanness which it demands for the respect of the human being, it starts off with the criminal. And it takes for its example the criminal against property. That criminal who, in all other states, is threatened with the direst punishment to body and freedom. And it shows us what is the treatment that God's idea of rights in his state dictates. Rav Hirsch tells us, you want to judge a nation? You want to judge a nation that just receives the Torah? Anybody can treat lofty people with respect. Bein Adam LaChaveiro is the easiest thing in the world. When you're talking to the king, when you're talking to Bill Gates, when you're talking to the general of the army, is there anybody who had a problem being nice to Bill Gates if he walked into the room here? We'd all be very nice. I would pat him on the back with one hand, hold my hand out with the other, you know, hoping something came out. It's easy, you know. I don't know, he sneezes many people's salaries. So I'd be happy. It's easy to be nice. Oh, Mr. Gates. Anybody can be nice to him. You want to judge a person. You want to judge a society. You want to judge a religion. Judge them by how they treat the lowest of the lowest of the low. And many other states today, late 58th century, will chop off his hand if he's caught stealing. Chop off his hand. And what does the Torah do? And the Torah was given, we are in 5775, the Torah was given in 2448, it's a nation of slaves, a nation who everyone they've ever met, any relative they can ever conjure, was a slave, whose entire body belonged to the state, whose entire life belonged to the master, who experienced, and with their own eyes, their own children thrown into the water because they're slaves. I say jump, you say how high. And this nation comes out, and a brief time later, we'll say 49 days after this 400-year experience, what does the Torah tell me? Bein Adam LaChaveiro Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And not just that, but Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, to the lowest of the low, to the bottom of the earth, a petty thief, not even a good one, not even a high level, you know, you're not stealing diamonds, you're stealing who knows what, you get caught. You don't even have enough money to pay back, at least if you're a rich thief, you know, all right, it's classy. And you got to sell yourself as a slave, and you got to work as a slave for somebody else. And how are you treated? Put yourselves back in 2448, middle, towards the end of the 25th century, and listen to what the Torah, the Gemara tells us. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Tanya, we learned in a Braita from a pasuk in Devarim. The pasuk says, "V'haya ki yomare lecha lo etzei me'imach." It's again this week's parsha, but in Devarim. "V'haya ki yomare lecha lo etzei me'imach ki ahevcha ve'et beitecha ki tov lo imach." In other words, the Braita really reads, Tanya, ki tov lo imach, imach. A low, 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 petty thief is going to be with you. Imach b'ma'achal v'imach b'mishteh. Shelo tehe ata ochel pat nekiya v'hu ochel pat kiber. If you're going to eat nice bread, you're both eating nice bread. You're both drinking fancy schmancy wine? I'm sorry, you want to drink fancy schmancy wine? You're both drinking fancy. The slave. Some of us who are American have a little easier time thinking about slaves, African Americans, yesterday, 400 years ago. In the world history of the world, it's 400 years ago. The great pride of the United States doesn't have a lot to be proud of 400 years ago. Can you imagine, those of you who have ever seen a movie about it or wherever you've been, can you imagine a black slave standing over a white slave owner and he's about to drink fancy wine? He's about to put it to his lips. He says, I'm sorry. Have a seat. I don't have enough for both of us. I'm going to put it away. Please, have a seat. Take my crystal. I'm going to pour fancy schmancy wine for you. I'm having steak. You have to have steak also. Ataya Shane Agabi Muchim, you're gonna sleep on fancy schmancy mattresses. Vuhu Yashane Agabe Ateven, no way. Think about it. Think about what the world is like today. They're slaves today. Think of how we treat people in our homes if we have babysitters or housekeepers or cleaning ladies or whatever you call them. Do we treat them like this? Hopefully. I have a fancy schmancy mattress and he's going to sleep on hay? No. Either buy two fancy schmancy mattresses or you're both sleeping on hay. Can you imagine a white slave owner? Oh, I can't sleep on my seedy Posturepedic number 7. I got to go sleep on hay with you because I don't have two of them. Unfathomable. Mikan Amru, says the Gemara. This is memorable. Kol hakone eved ivri kekone adon liatzmo. You kone an eved ivri. You didn't buy yourself a slave. You bought yourself a master. He's the one who's going to look over your shoulder. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have enough for both of us? No, you don't. You're not allowed to give the slave mindless work. You're not allowed to give the slave, go dig that hole. He comes back an hour later. I dug the hole. Okay, fill it in. An hour later, I filled it in. Okay, dig it in again. Usser. What do you mean, usser? Put yourselves back 400 years. Put yourself back 3,500 years. He is a piece of furniture. He's a nothing. He's a nobody. He's not a human. He's a slave. He's an animal. I can do whatever I want with him. And if I eat steak, he's going to eat, I don't know what, rocks. And if I sleep on a mattress, he's going to sleep on hay. And if I tell him to dig a hole, he digs a hole. And the only question he can ask is how deep. That's it. And that's what the world knows. Forget then and forget 400 years. Today, that's what the world knows. And the most groundbreaking, moral, beautiful message of the Torah is that is a human being who's down on his luck. And you're going to acquire him. And you're going to learn what it's like to be a servant. And you're going to treat him equally. Says Rav Hirsch, that is the way a nation is judged. That is the way a community is judged. That is the way a person is judged. You want to know what kind of person you are. And some of you, take away. All of you in Mirtz Hashem, when the time comes, are going to get married in Mirtz Hashem.
Amen.
And you're going to be looking, and you're going to wonder, what kind of person am I looking for? And you're going to be looking for a person who treats every single person with honor and respect. When he walks out of the cab, he says thank you. He talks to the taxi driver, treats him like a human being. You go to a restaurant and the waitress or the waiter comes by. Is the waiter a piece of furniture or is the waiter a human being? I don't think you have a chiyuv to have them sit down at your table. They probably will get fired. I wouldn't recommend it. It doesn't really work, the three of you, but the idea of, do they look them in the eye and thank you? How nice are they? That's the kind of people we look for. And you want to learn from a teacher, you want to learn from a shul rabbi or a rebbetzin, not how do they treat the richest people in the family community. That's easy, guys. That's easy. How do they treat the nebuchs of that community? That's the rebbe that I want. That's the teacher that I want. That's the teacher that can help me acquire Torah. And if we're looking for a spouse like that, then we have to be that person as well who's zocha to a spouse like that. Someone who looks everybody in the eye, someone who treats everybody with respect and derech eretz. Even people who the world thinks is low. We won't in our family, in our community, we still have street cleaners. I'm talking about human street cleaners. And our family sees and knows already that they get invited in for a drink if they want. They often don't because they're afraid to get caught going in someone's house. You know, they're wasting time. But you come out, if it's cold, you bring them a hot cup of water or a cup of whatever it is, or a hot drink or a cold drink in the summertime. And of course, you pull over the car and say thank you and we appreciate it. And of course, before Purim, you give them a gift and before Shana. That's the way we treat everybody. Everybody has to be treated that way. Derech Eretz, Kadma LaTorah. The Mizbeach is right next to Derech Eretz, The Bein Adam LaChaveiro is equally, if not more important, than Bein Adam LaMakom. And if that's what happens in your life, then in Mirtz Hashem, you will be zocha to your own personal Kabbalat HaTorah. Have a good evening, everybody.